she would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change?
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show, right here on Live 95.5. We got a big, big show tonight. Of course, we've got Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church, our usual musical guest, and Ashley Wilson with Kurt's Closet is going to hang out with Big D, and we're going to talk about what she's got going on. Bobby, if you want to get us started in prayer.
Yes, Father God, you are so wonderful, wonderful, awesome in all of your ways, and we are so grateful to know you, so grateful that you have chose to instill your presence within us, that he may reveal you to us in a very personal way. We're thankful, Father, and we thank you for the season that we're in, that we remember and celebrate Easter, the time when Jesus was crucified and resurrected. This time of Lent that we are in to meditate upon the death of Jesus Christ. So we're thankful for this and ask you to continue to guide us and direct us in all things and always for your glory and for our benefit. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
It seems like I should be hearing myself and I can't hear myself for some reason.
Can you not? Well, I can hear myself. Whatever you did changed mine. I hear it louder.
Change the wrong one. Change the...
I hear it.
No, I mean...
I hear it louder now.
I just can't hear myself.
Well, I wonder if that's good.
That could be a good thing.
I mean, sometimes I wish I couldn't hear myself, yeah. Right? I mean, it's like, would you just be quiet for a while? Oh, yeah. So maybe you have a loose connection, yeah? Mm-hmm. Loose connection, bad connection.
Yeah, I think I'm good now.
Oh,
I can hear myself.
Go. Yeah. What do you sound like?
it's tough to talk when you can't hear yourself.
Yeah.
It is for me anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's kind of weird to hear yourself.
It is. It really is. It's kind of weird to be driving down the road and you hear the commercials and you're like, hey, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
That's me.
Yeah. That's what I sound like.
I sound awful.
You have to get used to that.
Yeah, then you have to go to the DJ voice, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, well, I did a radio program for a while on 92.1.
Them other guys?
Them other guys over there for a while, years and years ago. And, it was great to go through that and hear yourself, listen
right.
to yourself, and realize all the ways you pronounce those words
right.
and say those things. And it caused me to be more conscientious. And
yeah.
I think I've gotten back into my old patterns. Have to see about Jay putting us on a radio program.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So we've been talking about Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus all the way.
All the way, all the time. All over the world. We just said Jesus is happening all over the
exactly.
world. Exactly. All the time. Can't always see that, you know. May not can see it at all. Sometimes
exactly.
we wonder.
Exactly.
But it is true. And the season that we're in of Easter, coming up on Easter, April the 1st is Easter Sunday.
Yep.
And so we're in a season now that's known as Lent, where we are contemplating the death of Jesus coming and all that he went through and all that that means. And man, as we said last Thursday on the show, we could talk for months about
exactly.
all that Easter is and all that's happened there. And I've just been thinking about that. And so part of what we're doing this year in this season, coming up to Easter, contemplating what that means for us and, you know, how that affects us. And some of that, we mentioned a few things last few weeks, it's just been on our heart about, you know, our expectations. You know, what do we expect from God? What should we expect from God? And what does He expect from us? And so then last week we mentioned that what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned and they became self-conscious of themselves and went and hid behind that tree with their little fig leaves on trying to cover themselves and all that and, you know, and how absurd that looks from our perspective. Right. And, but yet in a spiritual way, that's what a lot of people are still doing. And I was thinking about, you know, expectations because of that self-consciousness, we have this sin consciousness now that is part of our DNA. And I just think that a lot of people have this expectation that God's mad at them.
Right.
You know, God's mad.
Exactly.
He's upset. And in some way, maybe sometimes we think He's out for revenge, you know, right. Like, okay. And so I don't know. There just seems to be that guilt and condemnation that goes in with that sin consciousness, that when we are really aware of the sinfulness all the time, and then we never see ourselves in the light of the gospel, so we have this impending fear that, you know, He's going to squash us like a bug any moment.
Right.
So we're kind of like those Adam and Eve, you know, hiding behind the tree. We're trying to hide from God because we're ashamed. We're guilty. We know we're guilty, and so therefore we're trying to take care and cover ourselves, which is totally impossible.
Exactly.
And so anyway, saying all that to say that one of the things that Easter means is that God has poured His wrath upon Jesus, and Jesus took the penalty for sin, and that's incredible to think about how that He has taken that. But the way we can interpret that on a daily level is He's not mad at us anymore. If He ever was, I'm not saying He ever was, but there had to be a recompense for sin, and that was by the shedding of blood, and Jesus shed His blood and brought covering, cleansing for sin. And so now it's our faith in Him and what He's done, in the finished work of Jesus Christ. When we believe in that, then we can be assured God is not mad at us.
Exactly.
And so, not to say that there's not going to be wrath for those who are not in Christ. And, you know, that remains. But we're in this season right now where we can believe.
Exactly.
We can believe in Jesus. And so if you have the opportunity to escape, God being mad at you or whatever might be there by believing in Jesus, why not do that?
Exactly.
Why would you not?
Exactly.
Why would you not do that? But the dilemma I see in that is, as many Christians still have that consciousness of God's mad at them, and they have to somehow earn
right.
their way to please Him. They have to earn something and work towards being able to be acceptable to Him.
Right.
And that is an insult to the gospel.
Right.
It's an insult to what Jesus has done.
And I think you're spot on, just because I believe a lot of people, you know, they don't want to disappoint their parents, nor do they want to disappoint Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they get in that mindset, and then it's just a mm-hmm. daily mindset with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that's right. And so there's that underlying expectation. What do you expect from God? Well, if your expectation is He's mad and you get close to Him, He's going to hurt you.
Right.
Then you're probably not going to want to get close to Him, right?
Exactly.
So exactly if that's right. the expectation, if that is the deep-seated expectation of the sin consciousness, then that's going to interfere with your relationship
right.
with God. And so let Easter be that time that you can reflect upon and realize the truth of the gospel is that Jesus has resolved that issue and He has reestablished mankind's connection with God so that He's a loving Father, that He's always been. That's who He is, and that's how Jesus has revealed Him to us as a loving Father, and that's what we should expect.
Exactly.
Because Jesus has died, then we can expect that God loves us.
Exactly.
And we don't have to have that impending fear any longer that the sledgehammer is going to fall and
right.
squash us like a bug. So, you know, so that's part of, that's just another aspect of of Easter that we can think about and reflect upon. And I was just looking through some of the scriptures, and in Romans, you know, it says God shows his love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. So that's just saying, you know, he died for us before we were good.
Exactly. I
mean, he died for us because we were not good.
Exactly.
If we'd have been good, then we wouldn't have needed him to die.
There you go.
And so he died for, Christ died for. So therefore we have now been justified by his blood. Much more than shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. So we have this promise that once we're in Christ, then the wrath of God is not for us. We don't have wrath anymore to be afraid of, to be concerned about. Peace has been made. Jesus made peace with God for all mankind. And so Easter represents all of that in a way that we can celebrate. We can be thankful that there was a death. We can be thankful.
Exactly.
And grateful that there was a death, and then we're privileged to experience the benefits of that death. So Easter certainly is a time of contemplation. At times that there's sadness and contemplating death, you know, in the grossest terms possible, and the torture and everything Jesus went through, and how we deserved that, and yet he took it. And so we can, all of that is involved in the gospel, but the end result is victory in Jesus.
Exactly.
And we celebrate and rejoice because Jesus did rise again forevermore.
Exactly. And that's just something that we need to think about every day.
Every day.
We have to rejoice to know that he's still in control.
Absolutely.
And to know that you're free.
Yes.
I mean, you really are.
You're
free.
You really are.
So don't get caught up in the worldly things, because you're always going to hear something from somebody, you know, that wants to keep you in that mindset.
Absolutely.
And you have to get rid of it. Leave it. Let it go.
Yes, because that's that idea that what we're talking about, that consciousness of sin, is that's a part of the system of the world. It's a worldly thing. So that sin consciousness, it drives everything. They use guilt and manipulation and all these things in the world systems to get done what they want done, or to get from you what they want from us. And we can easily be taken advantage of in many ways because we have that sin conscience, that guilt and condemnation. So I think, yes, I think what you're saying, the world's always piling that on you.
Exactly.
And the enemy too, you know, always wanting to pile that on you. Because as long as you've got that, you're going to hide from God.
Right, exactly. But let me tell you something. Satan will wear you out every day with that.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Hey, look, Daryl, you done this sin. Yes. You're not worthy anymore.
Yes.
So you just go ahead and continue what you're doing, because you're falling short of his glory.
Yes. Just look at you. Who do you think you are?
Yes, yes, yes.
You're nobody. What
That's
do you
exactly
think, man?
That's exactly right.
You know, and it's that thing you mentioned about failure. You know, it's like, you can't do it. You're going to fail, man.
Right.
You always fail. You're no good.
Exactly.
And there's those voices that go on.
Exactly.
And wherever it is, inside of our head or wherever, that goes on. And whether that be him or our own guilty conscience or whatever that is, it is the source of sin and the enemy that brings all that to us. And we have to learn, as Christians, we have to learn to listen to another voice.
Right.
And that is the voice of Jesus saying that he loves us enough to die for us and pay the penalty.
Amen.
And we're free, you said. So Easter represents that freedom. We're free. We're free from sin and from all the penalty that Jesus paid for. You know, it says again in Thessalonians, God has not destined us as Christians. He has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're free from that. We're free from the wrath of God. And, we should never, ever, again, ever have any iota of an idea that God's mad at us.
Exactly.
And if we do, that's a good idea to realize that's not God.
Right.
That's not his voice.
Exactly.
Anything that pushes us away from God is not God, because he has done everything to draw us to himself.
Exactly.
And that's his invitation. He has open arms to draw us to him. And that's what he wants more than anything else, is for us to come to him. And it is the way we are in the light of the cross.
Right.
And the cross has, the blood has been shed and the sacrifice is made. The penalty is there. The peace is made. And now we come to God in by faith in that.
Exactly.
And he's our Father. And he loves us more or better than any father ever could or ever has.
Exactly. So, and on that note, of course, we hate to see the passing of Reverend Graham recently, and 99 years old, is that correct? He was almost about to be 100.
Yes, that's correct.
What a good man.
Yes.
What a fine man he was.
Absolutely. I don't know if we know anybody else, at least on that national level,
right,
quite like him.
Exactly.
I know there's lots of folks that we don't know like that.
Right.
But nobody that represented the country and the gospel the way he did.
Exactly.
It's sad, you know, I guess, in a way, and I don't know, but we don't have anybody else,
right,
that's doing that. And
that had that spotlight that he did. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. I believe with every piece of me, he enjoyed every moment of his life sharing the gospel.
No doubt. No doubt. Yes.
He knew
yes,
my life is about, yes, sharing the gospel.
Yes. Yes.
Bobby, thank you for coming in on the Big D Radio Show. Absolutely. Again this week, talking about Jesus, because that's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got him. That's all we need.
Yes.
That's it. Coming up, Ashley Wilson with Kurt's Closet. We're going to talk to her and see what all she's got going on and what she's got accomplished. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
It's easy to do the things you wanted. I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I am.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed the difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways. Sometimes in thanks. Sometimes in improved behavior. But most of the time, in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you. It'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Harrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution.
the North Alabama Agriplex will host Butterflies of Alabama by author Paulette H. Ogard on Tuesday, March 6th at 6 p.m. at the Agriplex Heritage Center on Tally Ho Street in Coleman. Ogard will also sign copies of her book after the program. This lecture series is part of Alabama's bicentennial celebration and is open to the public. For more information, visit agriplex.org.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station. Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show, right here on Live 95. With me, Coleman famous Ashley Wilson with Kurt's Closet. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Kurt's Closet is on explosion right now. Look, I see it all over Facebook.
Yes.
And all the things that you're doing. Recently had a grand opening.
I did, Sunday.
Sunday on St. Joseph Street.
Yes.
Kind of right there in that little curve, like
it is. It's a few blocks from the DHR.
So tell me about Kurt's Closet, and tell me kind of what you're doing, so Coleman can know exactly what it's all about.
Okay, Kurt's Closet. It's a nonprofit that I started in memory of my son.
I know stuff. That's okay.
He was killed when a drunk driver hit his head on May the 7th of last year. And he was the most loving, giving, precious child ever. He would have literally given you the shirt off of his back.
Right.
And I know if he would have been given the chance, he would have done something like this. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
Here to carry on his legacy.
Awesome. So I guess what kind of gave you the idea to do Kurt's Closet?
It's actually something God has laid on my heart many, many years. Being a single parent, every year I struggled. Getting my kids back into school, just with the clothes and the shoes. It's an expense.
It's a lot, I know.
It is, and I always thought, Coleman needs somewhere where struggling families can go and get
exactly.
nice clothes for their kids.
Exactly.
And I, out of fear, I'd put it to the back of my head and just not worry about it to the next year.
Right.
But that what we do at Kurt's Closet, we take donations of new and gently used clothes, shoes, backpacks, lunch boxes. We also have prom and pageant dresses and some accessories. We have jewelry, hats, things like that.
Awesome.
And we give them back to the community, families in need for free. Everything is free at Kurt's Closet.
That's awesome.
Yes, and it's a boutique feel. I wanted the kids to feel good about coming in and know that they're worthy and leave
right.
happy with what they have.
Now, let me tell you something. Boutiques in Coleman? There's one on every block.
Every block.
Because we have several that advertise with us on What's Happening in Coleman
yes.
Facebook page. And I hate to say it, but there's a possibility I may open one pretty soon.
It will probably go over well.
I hope so. So, you know, and I just think it's when I seen the prom dresses the other day, I'm thinking, you know, there's so many families out there that want their daughter to go to the prom and have a great time and look nice. So yes. I just thought that it was so wonderful that you had those dresses in there for those young ladies.
They're so expensive.
Aren't they, though?
They're like a house payment.
To wear them one time.
Exactly.
So now, if you're ever looking on Facebook about June, July, you'll see all of them for like $100.
Exactly. You
know, and they give like 900 for them.
We probably have about 60 right now.
No way.
Sizes 2 to 24. So we have one to fit just about anybody.
So all you young ladies, you know where to go.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And tell us, when are you open so everybody can swing by and look?
We are open Thursdays and Fridays from 9 to 5, and then every first Saturday of each month, 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
And you do have to make an appointment. We are based on income, and it's pretty similar to like the reduced free lunches they do at school on that income base. We also do families that are going through hardships like a house fire, sickness in the family, and then the documentation that they have to bring is a little bit different from the income based.
Okay. So bring some paperwork with them. You'll tell them exactly what
they
need.
I'll tell them exactly. Call. Number's 256-735-4557. Had to think. I haven't had it that long. Yes, and at that time, I'll tell you exactly what you need to bring in.
That's awesome.
It's pretty simple.
So we take donations how often from people, and where are we going to take the donations?
You can bring them to Kurt's Closet during our business hours. We have 17 locations throughout Coleman and around Coleman that you can also drop your donations off at during their business hours. They're on our website, which is kurtscloset.org, and it's Kurt with a C.
Okay.
They're all listed on there, so there's plenty of places to drop on. I pick up donations every week.
Do you really?
I do. It's amazing how giving our community is.
So you got like a little minivan or something?
I need one.
We need to hook you up somehow.
Yes, and we also take monetary donations. There's a link on the website also to that.
So it is tax deductible
because
you are a 401?
501.
501?
Yes.
So you're going to give some money and take it off your taxes.
Exactly. That's yes, awesome. That always helps.
It does. It's just such a great organization that you've – and by me reading the things that I read about you, I know that you strictly do it from your heart. I mean, I know that.
I do. It actually brings me more joy than I think the families that are going to come in.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
It does. It's where my heart's always been. I love being in ministry and giving and
Amen.
Just loving on people.
Amen. You yes. know, and my pastor that was in here, Brother Bobby Hill, you know, we know and we see the people out there every single week, every single day that's desperate,
yes.
you know, and they need things. In today's world, I mean, you can look at society and there's people that's just really not sweating nothing, and there's so many millions of people that needs help every day.
Yes, and I think we all fall on hard times at different levels, you know, but we're here to love and serve one another, and that's
exactly.
my main goal.
So yes. Now, do you take volunteers to come in and help?
Yes,
at Kurt's Closet?
I do.
and tell me what they're going to do.
Mainly sort through all these donations coming in. It takes a long time to do. We wash clothes as they come in. We iron them. We hang them up. We sort them into size.
Oh,
and
wow, that's a job.
So, yes.
So, now, do you have washers and dryers
in
the building?
We had an awesome donor donate a brand-new washer and dryer. So, yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
So, now, when do you do that? Do you do that Monday through Wednesday or something?
No, I work a regular job Monday through Wednesday.
Okay.
So, we do it while we're there, Thursday through Saturday,
okay.
yes.
Thursday through
As
Saturday.
They come in, we try to keep everything washed and put up. It's a job.
So, look, one Saturday, you get with Danielle, okay? And we're going to come up there, and we're going to help wash and dry.
Amen.
I don't know if I can sort.
I'll do the ironing.
Perfect. Look, I hate ironing.
Oh, I love to iron.
Oh, I
love to. I do. I like to iron. My dad taught me how to iron when I was a kid, and I like to iron.
Oh, wait. I have a steamer. I use that a lot more than the iron.
He does, too, and I'm sure that's why he does. Because most of
it. So, look, if you want to volunteer, you come up there on Thursdays and Fridays because it's only going to take an hour or two of your time.
It's 30 minutes, and I would be thankful.
Exactly.
Yes.
I have a suggestion. Seniors that are fixing to graduate, juniors going into seniors have to do...
Yes, community service for
exactly.
colleges
to be able to get their
yes.
high school diplomas, and that's something that we
it
can
is.
Put out there.
Yes, definitely.
So, look, we're going to start throwing you on what's happening in Coleman Facebook page.
Awesome.
And we're going to seek some volunteers to come up there and help you.
That would be awesome.
You know, we only get like 2 million hits a month on what's happening to Coleman.
Yes.
So we have lots of people that look at it every single day.
Correct.
So
you can also fill out a volunteer form on the website, too.
Okay. Now, do you have this also on a Facebook page or just the website?
No, the Facebook, Kurt's Closet, and then also on Instagram.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm learning Instagram.
I have
be
no
patient.
Idea. I have no idea. I think I'm on Instagram, and I think I have one picture, but I don't know anything about it.
I have three so far in Kurt's Closet.
It's very similar to Facebook.
No, it's not. It's nothing like Facebook.
I agree with you.
Absolutely zero relevance.
Oh,
I mean, I'll sit there, and like I'll get an email that, hey, Daryl, all these people are following you. I'm like, why? I've only got one picture on there.
I feel too old for Instagram.
I really don't know what the purpose is.
No.
I don't understand that either.
I mean, seriously, what is Snapchat? You take a picture of yourself and you send
looks
it
like
to somebody?
Bunny.
I don't even get that either.
It's like Messenger.
Okay, if you say so. So Kurt's Closet is on St. Joseph Street, located, I always say the curve because it's like the only
I do too.
Here.
Yeah. I do too.
I always
thank you
for yes. Well, yeah, there's that little side road that
it
goes
sure
over
is.
The Five Points.
Yes.
Yeah, so look, we need money. And we're just going to be up front with you. We need money. Why? Because it is our responsibility as Christians to help other people. And we smile when we help other people, you know. And it, we don't ask to be blessed to do this because we know that we're blessing somebody else.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
Yes.
So bring money. Bring cash. Bring checks. Bring clothes. New clothes. Gently used clothes. So,
yes.
Yeah, don't bring these holy jeans like Danielle's wearing
I don't
right
know.
Now.
Those are pretty jeans.
Look, Ashley, you're supposed to be with me on this.
No, I like her jeans.
So, yeah. So, you know, you get a pair of jeans and you shoot them with a shotgun and you pay $100 for them.
Exactly.
I just, you know, we did that back in the 80s when I was a
yes.
teenager, but evidently it's coming back
I
around.
I remember that.
Can you give your website out one more time, please?
Yes, it's kurtscloset.org.
KurtzCloset.org.
C-U-R-T-S.
Yes.
Correct.
O-S-E-T.
And you can check them
correct.
Out on Facebook.
Yes.
And bring your money
yes.
Thursdays and Fridays and the first Saturdays of the month.
Yes. That is this Saturday.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of fired up about coming up there and volunteering.
Yay.
I am.
That's awesome.
When she first started, the first picture that I saw that she posted, she had a rack. She had some blue jeans.
I had a rack with blue
yes.
jeans.
She was so excited because she had just... Start.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. So let me say this to you, Ashley.
Okay.
If you ever need something,
yes.
you call me.
Thank you.
And I'll be glad to help you.
I appreciate
whether,
that.
Whether I
know.
Bring you clothes or mm-hmm. whether I write you a mm-hmm. check, I'll be glad to do it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
Very welcome. And we're very sorry for what's happened and why, you know, that this come about. I feel you. I really do. My stepson was killed in Iraq.
Oh, I did not.
So,
I'm so sorry.
We know how each other feels.
Yes.
And the last thing you ever want to do is lose a child, you know.
Exactly.
And we all know that feeling. So, but you know, the thing that I enjoy knowing is knowing that he's in forever, everlasting with my Savior.
Yes.
You
exactly
know,
where we're fighting
and
to
that,
be.
Yeah, and it just fires me up to know. That is such a wonderful place.
And we will see them again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, you know what? I look forward to it. Look, now, granted, I have fun, you know, here on Earth, but to know where I'm going, it's wonderful.
I cannot wait.
I know. It's going to be joyous.
It is.
We're just going to party with Jesus all the time.
Yes.
Because I tell everybody, you know, I'm a Jesus freak, and that's just
and
me.
And I love it.
You can make fun of me. I don't care. I'm a Jesus freak. Thank you so much for coming in on the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you are welcome to come back.
Thank you.
Anytime
you
want to.
I appreciate it.
And we will talk about Kurt's closet, and I'm going to sit there and beg for more money because that's what I do. Ashley Wilson. Everybody knows her in Coleman, so drop by and see her on Thursdays and Fridays, the first Saturday of every month, including this Saturday. Come by and see us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Coming up, Overflow is here in the house. Bay Brook is here in the house, and they are part of Jam Fest 2018, April 21st, Saturday, Camp Liberty in Battleground, Alabama. It's an outdoor country concert. We're going to have a great time. Make sure you come see us. We'll be back in just a moment. That you want to be free, but you come running. I said you were, baby. You come running. I told you so many times before.
The North Alabama Agriplex will host Butterflies of Alabama by author Paulette H. Ogard on Tuesday, March 6th at 6 p.m. at the Agriplex Heritage Center on Tally Ho Street in Coleman. Ogard will also sign copies of her book after the program. This lecture series is part of Alabama's bicentennial celebration and is open to the public. For more information, visit agriplex.org.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We have the crew in the house. All the talent of Coleman right here in the Live 95 studio, including from Arab, Alabama. Rowan has joined in. She is part of Overflow. a contemporary Christian band that's going to be playing at JamFest 2018 on April the 21st. Mark Ryan is in the house, Christopher Greer, and Bay Brook. Actually, Bay Brook's on like a world tour here lately. She's every time I'm on Facebook, she's like, well, she's playing somewhere new, somewhere else. So why don't we just get her some T-shirts made up and we can put Baybrook World Tour and start listing all these places that she's playing at. I mean, come on.
Only if she signs it. If she signs me one.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be worth it. Yeah, lots
her,
of money.
And her signature is her logo. Yeah.
It's already been signed.
Well, there you go.
No, I'd want like a real sign.
Look, I almost signed your guitar, so.
That would have been
awesome. Me and Chris were both.
No, you were going to. I wasn't. I was like, no, I'm not doing that to a
Christopher Greer, don't fib. You had a magic marker in your hand.
Maybe.
So, all right, Bay, you going to start us off?
Yeah, I can if you want.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to do some Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, you'll cut you down. Yeah. Go tell that long-term liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the night rider, tell him the God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the men I do. I've been down on a bended knee, talking to the man in Galilee. He spoke to me, a voice so sweet. Thought I heard the shuffle of the angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still. He said, don't go to my well. Said, run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, God will cut you down. Sooner or later, he will cut you down. You may throw your rock, you can hide your hand. Working in the dark, it's your fellow man. Sure as God made black and white. Brought to the dark, we'll be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, we will cut you down. Oh, go tell that long-term liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, look, me and Rowan almost grabbed a cigarette lighter. Doing our thing over here.
That was so good.
Thank you. I love that song. That's one of my favorite ones by Cash.
God,
I love that song.
It is.
It's hard to beat Johnny Cash, though.
Horrific goosebumps.
Yeah.
The whole time, man.
All right, so look, we're going to talk to Rowan, the newest member of Overflow. So, Rowan, kind of tell me about yourself. Tell me how long you've been singing.
I've been singing since I was 7. I'm 16.
You're getting old, girl.
I just started writing original music about 3 months ago. I was going through a rough time in my life, and I've always wanted to write, and I don't know, I was just going through a rough time, and I got to a point where I was like, okay, I've got to start writing. And so I sat down and I tried to write secular music, and it didn't really work out, and I started doing Christian music, and I just started writing all the words on the paper. It was crazy. It was just like, I don't know, God just wanted me to write about him.
Amen.
And so I did. I did what God wanted me to do.
Dark times, I mean, really.
Amen
really
to
music,
that.
So I think that's
she
awesome.
Also writes songs about turtles.
Turtles?
I started having her do like exercises, so she would have to write songs about the turtle in the aquarium.
Okay.
And sometimes he was happy. Sometimes he was sad. But it made her to where she could really write about anything.
Okay, I got you. So I guess the song that you're about to perform is one that she actually wrote.
Yeah, this is one of hers.
How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, from Coleman, here's Rowan from Arab, Alabama.
Every ounce of pain, give it all to Jesus. Every tear you've cried, give it all to Jesus. Every weight of sin, give it all to Jesus. Every ounce of fear, give it all to Jesus. He'll heal your broken body. He'll make you whole again. He'll calm the storm that you're facing. He'll bring you peace within. Saturate me. Fill me up, cleanse me, Lord, I can't get enough. Sanctify me, make me pure. I am yours, Lord, you're more than enough. Lord, I want you. I need you, and I just want to please you. I love you. Oh, I want you. I need you, and I just want to please you. Every ounce of pain, I give it all to Jesus. Every tear I've cried, I give it all to Jesus. Every weight of sin, I give it all to Jesus. Every ounce of fear, I give it all to Jesus. He healed my broken body, he made me whole again. He calmed the storm as I faced it, he brought me peace within. Saturate me, fill me up. Cleanse me, Lord, I can't get enough. Sanctify me, make me pure. I am yours, Lord, you're more than enough. I love you, I want you. I need you, and I just want to please you. I love you, Lord, I want you. I need you, and I just want to please you. Every ounce of pain, I give it all to Jesus. Every tear I've cried, I give it all to Jesus. Every weight of sin, I give it all to Jesus. Every ounce of fear, I give it all to Jesus. He healed my broken body, he made me whole again. He calmed the storm as I faced it, he brought peace within. Saturate me, fill me up. Lord, I can't get enough. Sanctify me, make me pure. I am yours, Lord, you're more than enough. Oh. need you, and I just want to please you.
Hey, look, Bay. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see her on stage at JamFest.
You got a voice, girl.
She has got a voice that is unbelievable.
Yep.
You know, it's a little powerful, young, innocent voice. And she's got emotion when she sings. I mean, you can feel it.
Yeah.
You are a great singer, exactly. Young lady.
They don't really got to try to do all these little riffs that everybody's like breaking their neck to try.
Right.
I mean, that's a gift.
Thank you.
Wow.
We're pretty lucky because
yes, you are.
She sings on our praise team at church too.
Yeah.
And like in the past year, I've just watched her step forward and just kind of grab it by the reins. And I've seen her voice just get stronger and stronger.
Maybe the Holy Spirit going all over that church with her singing. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Come visit us. New Life in Arab behind Black's Furniture.
There you go.
Sundays at 11,
free plug.
Wednesdays at 7.
That's right.
There you go. So JamFest 2018, April 21st, we're just going to keep telling you about it because we want that place completely sold out. We want it packed.
Oh,
we've got, hey, we've got 76 acres. So look, we've got plenty of room for a lot of people. And man, it's going to be fun. We're going out pretty soon and we're going to set some lights up as I buy some more stuff here this week. And let me tell you something, it's going to be a heck of a light show for all these people to sing and be spotlighted. And
there's some great acts coming.
There's some great acts.
Yes.
Wes Brown, Nashville recording artist, is going to be there, and he is going to rock the house. Ben Mosley and the Contraband out of Birmingham, Alabama. You can catch them every night in Birmingham playing somewhere different.
Somewhere.
It's just crazy. I think they were playing at T.P. Miller's tonight, or it may be tonight. But, I mean, they're all over Birmingham. It's just every single weekend. And, actually, Brad just got hired on at the railroad. So, he's over in Atlanta a lot. And, man, if you've never seen Ben Mosley and the Contraband, you're missing out. Bama Country, I talked to Marty Robertson yesterday. They are fired up about being there. And Bama Country is just a local group, and they are very good. Baybrook, she's going to rock the house. So she'll probably have like 10,000 followers coming and watching her sing.
Y'all gonna come out.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
No pressure.
Jesse Priest
from Holly Pond, Alabama.
Amazing voice.
I love Jesse Priest, by the way. He's only been in studio one time, and that's all it took for me to get hooked. That was it. And I still watch the video all the time. I watch the video every week of him singing that song. It was just incredible. And I wish he'd come back soon.
Hint, hint, Jesse.
Yeah,
hint,
hint. Jesse, you need to come back.
He works, y'all. He works.
And, well, look, I thought Nick Faulkner from...
Nick is coming in next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Brian and Bethenia Hayes will be here.
Yeah.
So we're going to have...
Former lead singer of Down South, Nick Faulkner, will be co-host next week. And my buddies, Bethenia and Brian, will be here.
Your buddies.
And your buddies.
And my buddies.
And they are, actually, Brian is part of Round 2, one of the most popular bands in Coleman and North Alabama area. So it's just incredible. So next week is even going to be bigger. Actually, Bobby told me that he can't make it next week, so we may just do complete 1 hour of music.
Well,
so
we'll
there
make
you go. Yeah, because I guess.
Brian can praise.
Yeah. Exactly, and Bethenia is going to sing, I guess, a song or two also. She's an incredible singer.
Yes, she is.
She needs to go somewhere.
She's an incredible
natural
lady.
Exactly. All right, Bay is next.
I'm going to do something that I ain't never done on here before. I don't ever do pop and stuff, but y'all know I do renditions. I'm going to do some Lana Del Rey.
Got my red dress on tonight, dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Done my hair up real big, beauty queen style, high heels off, I feel it alive. Oh my God, I feel it in the air got tonight till I burn the wires. Sizzling like a snare, honey, I'm on fire. I feel it in the air, nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me up before you go. Summertime sadness, and yeah, I just wanted you to know. Baby, you are the best. I got the summertime, summertime sadness. Summertime, summertime sadness. Got that summertime, summertime sadness. Oh, 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 oh. Electric tonight. Cruising down the coast, going by 99. I got my bad baby on my heavenly side. I know if I go, I'll die happy tonight. Oh my God, I feel it in the air tonight till the bone of the wires. Season like a snare, honey, I'm on fire. I feel it everywhere, nothing scares me anymore. Yeah, kiss me out before you go. The summertime sadness, yeah, I just want you to know. Summertime, summertime sadness. Summertime, summertime sadness. Got the summertime, summertime sadness. Oh, 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 kiss me up before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know. Baby, you are the best. I got the summertime, summertime sadness. Summertime, summertime sadness. I got the summertime, summertime sadness. So, oh, oh. I got the summertime sadness. Ooh, ooh.
You know, I think she's
Naked Candle Company theme song herself.
Yes. No,
it would sound good to that right there, though.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it? It would. All right, we are pushed for time. I don't want Jay yelling at me, so let's do our last song real quick.
All right. This is one that we played before. Hope you like it. Bring it.
Bring it, Rowan. Wear it out, girl.
Homes in empty place, empty people with empty faces, looking for anything, fill that hole inside. People found, some people lost, people think they can't afford the cost. I tell you there's a better way if you let go of your pride. You can lay those burdens down, leave them lying on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made. Let the living water fill your soul. If you let him, he'll take control. Water with his blood and the price it's already paid. So lay your burdens down. Long, I know it will. One leads to heaven, one leads to hell. Which road will you walk? We all gotta choose. I tell you, I found a better way. You ain't gotta wait. You can start today. We all know how the story is. The devil's gonna lose.
Yeah.
We lay our burdens down, leave them lying on the ground. God doesn't care what mistakes you think you might have made, but that living water fills.
price is already paid. So lay your burdens down. Lift him up. 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 And lay your burdens down. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up and lay your burdens down.
Incredible. I love that. So, Rowan, are you going to come back and hang out on the Big D Radio Show again?
Duh.
I guess that means yes. That means yeah. That's awesome. We'd love to have you come back.
I'd love to come back.
Good. You should come hang out with us.
I'm gonna.
So, look, me and you can, like, play harmonica or something while they're doing all their crazy guitar stuff.
That'd be great.
Hey, no, what's some things I said I was going to do, the shaky things?
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm going to do the baracas.
You know, I almost bought you,
you a little shake. I want to go buy
one.
Rowan, do you want a harmonica or something? I'll get you something.
No, thank you.
You want to do a shaker with me? I think I'd be
gonna get her a tambourine with about a 3-foot scarf hanging off of it.
That'd be cool.
It's gonna be so bad. It's gonna be so bad.
But look, if I start shaking my thing, you know, my shaker thing is what I meant. Like, I'm really gonna get into it. You know,
I will have you one next week. I will get you a shaker.
I'm scared.
Look, I'm gonna shake it too. I've got to play something, and a shaker's it.
That's it.
Because I'll always be in tune. It doesn't matter. I mean,
right?
I mean, how can I screw it up? Really?
No.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Big D Radio Show. Don't forget, JamFest 2018 is going to be April 21st. Camp Liberty at Battleground, Alabama. We've got 6 acts that's going to be on stage. It's going to be great. Our first concert that I'm producing, and there's going to be more to come. So I'm opening a venue for Coleman, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time. Because you can't go anywhere in Coleman and listen to a band, really, unless you go to a local...
Except at Camp Liberty
in Battleground, Alabama. There you go. Admission, $10. That's it.
Yep.
$10 at the gate, and you get to walk in and listen to all these wonderful acts, man.
Friendly,
it's going to be crazy. It really is.
Yep.
I think Danielle said she's going to cook hot dogs, but... Maybe not. Big D may be cooking hot dogs, too.
That's right.
Christopher Greer, if you will, pray us out real quick.
I would be happy to. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this life. Thank you for the breath in our bodies. Thank you for the fellowship here tonight, God. We thank you for the blessings that you've poured out upon us. We give you praise. We give you the glory, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can catch me and Danielle next week, Triple Threat, with Coleman attorney Melvin Hasten and Coleman attorney Champ Crocker on Understanding the Law, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. God bless you, and most importantly,
God bless America.
We'll catch you next time.
Good job, Miss Rowan.